What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Knights of Roundtable. Today, we're getting into dreams part two. Look, there was such an overwhelming amount of people that sent in their dreams, which was super surprising to me. I didn't know that so many people dealt with the idea that they needed help interpreting or making sense of the things that are happening while they sleep. So we did a part two because of popular request. We know you're going to enjoy this. Here is Knights at the Roundtable. And welcome to another episode of Knights at the Roundtable. It's your boy, Man Weezy. We got the Queen, Angela Johnson Reyes, to the right. Hello. Be Real still in LA, across the way. We in Nashville, man, but we still getting it in for you guys. If you're watching us on YouTube, hey, why don't you think about subscribing, hitting that bell so you won't miss any of our amazing content. This is the part two, because to be honest, we ask you guys a lot to like weigh in on topics and, you know, give us some feedback on what you want to hear. And so we reached out to the Instagram community and asked people if they had dreams that they needed some direction or clarity. And man, a lot of y'all responded, which was impressive because I didn't think it was going to be that overwhelming. But apparently all y'all be dreaming and not knowing what the hell you dreaming about. Your subconscious is on a tyrant role, but I love it because we all, like B says it, like when you're in your dream state, that you're very much like, almost like the realest you. There's no bravado. There's no thought of like preventing your real ideas or your real feelings to come out, you know?
There's no time to put walls up.
Exactly.
It's a place of deep rest. And that's always interesting that there's a connection to authenticity and that place of rest.
Yeah.
And there's a connection usually between those two things and peace as well. So obviously it's not like just a coincidence, you know?
Right.
So it's really cool because even the two people we talked to last episode about their dreams, we've had several conversations post that episode. And they've talked about even just more clarity that they've gotten on the dreams. And that's a beautiful thing. That's why I love dream interpretation. Is because, again, there's some dreams, like our first dream there, it was much more of kind of an instant, like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. And then even after, some of the things that was said made more sense. But then the second dream with Jason wasn't necessarily the, boom, this is what it means right now interpretation. The interpretation was kind of serving as a catalyst for this discovery.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's the beauty of dreams is like, and that's the beauty of kind of any art form in general. It's like the purpose of it isn't for you to arrive there in that moment. It's to kind of set you on this journey to discover those things. And so that's a beautiful thing with dreams is that sort of like what it says in the Bible is that the word of God is a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. So it's like it can hit you one way, boom. And then on the second way back, it can hit you a little bit differently in a different way.
Right.
And dreams serve like that. And I know, Ange, you have dreams from years ago. And man, you have dreams from years ago. I know for myself, I do, that the dream meant something to me when I had it. Mm-hmm. And years later, when I look back at it, it's changed again.
Mm.
Wow.
And so it's pretty cool how it's like, it's
kind of like the Bible.
Sort of like the Bible, you know? That's exactly what it's like.
When you read a scripture and it means something to you, on this day, when you're going through this type of situation in your life, and then years later, when you're not going through that situation and you read that scripture, it means something different.
It's like that casein protein. It's meant to like hit through different parts of the night. What that is. It's meant to hit in different.
We get it. You work out.
Hey, I'm just out here trusting God. That's all I'm doing.
And you know, what's crazy too is, there is one of the things that even as we're having this conversation now, I had a series of upsetting dreams last night.
Oh, a series?
I had like four dreams last night.
Sheesh.
And you know what's funny is since we've been, since we had the last conversation on the dreams, I've been dreaming every single night, like vividly.
Oh, wow.
So I call it my dream stream. Dream stream is open again, which means it's like night. And so I'm just trying to receive. But I had this dream. One of them was really upsetting. I was in a kind of like a compact black car. Mm-hmm. In the dream, I'm driving to try and get somewhere. I knew it was important. I just knew I had to be there. I didn't know who I was meeting or what I was doing. I just knew I had to be there. So I'm driving through this parking lot and there's this huge like steel blade in the middle of this like garage. Wow. That's a parking lot. And of course, in the dream, I'm thinking, yeah, just avoid the blade.
Yeah.
But in the dream, I was extremely lazy and just thought, ah, I'll just drive through it.
Wow.
So as I'm driving through it, I'm not driving through this blade fast. I'm driving through this blade slowly. Mm. Like it's like this slow crumble.
Wow.
And anyways, as I'm going through it, the hood of my car is just scraping and it's like it's getting pushed back. And so I finally get to my parking spot and then I realized what I did.
Oh no.
And I was like, ah, shit, why did I do that? What am I doing? And in the dream, I was frustrated, but I knew I just did that.
Yeah.
There was no one else to blame. And I had three other dreams that were super stressful, involved different people. But this is the thing. So not every dream that you have is your dream.
Right.
And that's very confusing for people. So as you kind of mature and as you get more familiar with your dreamscape or your dreamland, however you want to phrase that for yourself, you start to feel the feelings of those dreams and you start to understand how deep are these feelings going. And one of the things is like, I believe that truth is heavy, like in a good way. Like if you were to put something, like it's like an anchor, right? An anchor in the ocean. Truth is going to be able to drop to the floor and be secure. Things that aren't as secure are going to go with where the waves and the water is going. And it's the same thing a lot of times with feelings and dreams. So I can always decipher, was this dream for me or was this dream not me? And sometimes, like, again, I believe we're spiritual beings and I believe we're very intuitive, whether you're aware of it or not. And we're connected. There is like a human collective consciousness that we're all a part of. Uh-huh. Right. And that's even sort of the dynamic of the prophetic at times. You know, it's you tapping into that right. collective consciousness. And so last night I was at a concert with about 78,000 people. And so those other dreams, the feelings of those dreams didn't go very deep. It was a disturbing dream. It was stressful inside of the dream. But once outside of the dream, I didn't have those remaining feelings. The only remaining feeling I had was a dream with my car. So those other three dreams would be classified as shedding dreams. It's like I was around all these people. We're bumping. We're trying to get out. We're trying to get in. Uh-huh, yada, yada, yada. Uh-huh. And it's like that point of connection. It's like for a moment, my dream, my spirit is picking up on what their spirit is going through. Mm-hmm. And so it's like at nighttime, the best way, it's like it just, I felt what they felt and it just shedded. So I know that dream is not mine, but the dream that I had the depth, that feeling for, I knew that dream, oh, this dream is mine. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because Manny, you said something the other day on one of your Instagram posts and you said sometimes one of the laziest things we could do is kind of get busy,
mm-hmm.
and work hard. And it was funny because in that dream, my first thought waking up from that dream was, oh my God, I can't believe I ruined my car like that by being so lazy.
Mm.
And I knew that that dream was kind of a warning for me.
Mm.
That was like, Brandon, that car obviously is representative of my life. And the fact is that thing got really ruined to something that I was able to clearly see in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have clearly avoided this accident, this mess to my own life. But instead, I just thought, it's okay. I'll just get through. I'll just drive through this, you know,
mm-hmm.
ended up ruining my car because of my laziness. And so I felt like it was just like a little simple dream where God was like, hey, just be careful. Cause you could really ruin some things right now, by your laziness, which for me, laziness is just diving myself into work and everything like
right.
that. So anyways, that's like one thing that I always try and like process with people is that register the feelings that you have from this dream. Are those feelings going deep? Are those feelings lingering with you,
mm-hmm.
right? There's some dreams you just can't shake and that's because you're not supposed to shake it. You're supposed to discover what it's talking to. And you're supposed to discover it. So anyways, we got a cool dream today that I think some people will actually like relate to. And her name is Andrea.
So we're going to call Andrea
right now.
After we talk to Andrea, Brandon, I'm going to share with you some of my dreams that I've had over the years.
Let's go.
I mentioned in our last episode that I keep a dream Oh, wait, I don't think I did mention it. Maybe I don't remember. But I keep a dream folder on my phone, and I've had it for years. And I scrolled back, and I have dreams all the way back in 2013 in this folder.
Wow.
And I didn't even get through a lot of them. I really only got through a few of the dreams, but I wrote down, I copy and pasted it, like three of them, just to like share with you. And we don't even have to go. One of them, I already feel like I see it, I feel it. And so anyways, I'm interested to share these with you afterwards. We talked to Andrea.
All right, let me give her a call. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello.
Hello, is this Andrea?
Yes. Hi, what up? How are you?
This is Manny.
This is Brandon.
Hi, how are you all?
You know, hello. Out here in the streets just chilling.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, oh my God.
Thanks so much for picking up.
Thank you. I'm like really bugging out. Like, I'm a fan girl right now. Yeah.
Yes, love that. Thank you for joining us. I'm so looking forward to hearing about this dream. Brandon, you go ahead.
Yeah. So, Andre, if you could share the dream that you shared with me real quick. And then, so just so our listeners can hear the dream, and then I'll just ask you a few questions and we'll just kind of see where this lands. I feel like I have a couple thoughts about what your dream means. So my hope is that by the end of this, you feel like you got some understanding or some clarity on this dream, and that it'll kind of like, it'll help you in your journey moving forward. So thank you again for joining us today, and share with us your dream.
Thank you for contacting me. Okay, so it's really a scenario that has happened, two scenarios that happened for decades now. I attempt to drive. In real life, I do not drive because of medical issues. When I get in a car in a dream, I'm 5'7", and I can't reach the pedals at all. I can't see over the dash at all. In one of the dreams, I was actually trying to get to Angela Johnson's show.
And oh, that's funny.
I couldn't drive. I'm actually going to your show next Saturday.
So oh, good.
I won't be driving.
And then the second scenario is when I have to fight for some reason, my arms get really heavy. I can't throw a punch or a smack. I can't yell. I can't defend myself. My voice is completely gone. So that's basically the two major scenarios. I have very lucid dreams. I can literally see myself sleeping, dreaming. I can actually get up, have a glass of water, talk to my dog, come back to bed, and go right back to where I left off in the dream.
Dang.
And you said you've had these dreams, you said for a decade?
Yeah, for decades, yeah. I have insomnia, but when I do dream, I wake up exhausted, and I think this is actually why.
Yeah. Wow. And yeah, it's interesting because, like, obviously, you know that we are spiritual beings at our core. Like, deeper than our humanity is our spirit. And so when the spirit is, like, processing things, receiving messages, like, all these sorts of things, it can be very exhausting because, obviously, the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, mental, all of that is connected within us. So when one is like going on this crazy adventure in our sleep, then sometimes you're going to actually feel that in the physical, like the lingering effects of that. And so this is interesting because there's several aspects of this dream that I find really intriguing. And this is obviously a dream, I feel, about your personal life and your growth and your evolution as a person. In dreams, cars can represent a multitude of things. And so as soon as you were talking about this, the different aspects following the car or the things that were happening inside of the car to me point directly to this is a this is insight. This is also an invitation for you and your personal growth as a person, just as a whole person. So cars can represent your family, your personal life, ministry, a church, all those sorts of things. And in this instance, this represents your personal life. Now, I'll ask you a question. Do you remember what color the car was, or have you always been just inside of the car?
Always been just inside of the car.
Mm. Always been inside of the car. Now, is the inside of the car, is it spacious, or is it a smaller kind of vehicle?
It's always spacious.
Say that again?
I like trucks in particular. It's always spacious. I don't know if it's because I like trucks.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's good. You know, because again, that's speaking to just the space and the capacity that you have to grow. So the inside of that car is representing the inside of you. And the fact that it's big shows that there's more room to fill. There's more room to grow, which is an encouraging thing. Now, in the dream, it's interesting because a couple times you said that you were short in the dream, that you can't see the actual like dashboard of your car. Now, for you, what is a dashboard of the car? What does that represent? Why is that important to the driving experience? Just in your words, so I can use that.
I would have to see where I'm going. I'd have to see what journey I'm taking, and I can't see it because it's literally blocked by the dashboard.
Yeah. And so that's exactly what it means. So in this dream, there's something that is stunting your growth, not allowing you to see what's ahead, right? Not only into the road, but the dashboard's important because that speaks to the health of the car itself, right? If you need to change oil, the oil lamp comes on. If you need to check engine, the check engine light comes on. So at that point where you had that dream, I believe that there was something that was trying to stunt your growth so you couldn't have an actual realistic check of the health of your interior, of your soul. And so I don't know if that's still the case now, but at the time of the dream, it's usually one of two things. It's giving you an insight into what is currently happening, or it's giving you kind of a heads up of this is what is going to happen. And this is kind of what's going to take place in your life. And so you not being able to see the dashboard or the road, there was something, and then even you in stature, right? Now, the other thing is we know that in dreams, different body parts represent different things. And so I'll name a couple here, and then we'll get to the ones that obviously are more applicative to you. And so in dreams, if you have a dream and there's something happening with your nose, it's about discernment. If you have a dream with teeth, we talked about this, it usually has to do with wisdom and understanding. If you have a dream with a beard in it, that speaks to maturity. So for you in the dream, first thing that happens is you said that your arms felt heavy, right? You're trying to fight off something.
Yep, my arms are extremely heavy. I can't lift them.
Yeah, you can't lift them. So arms in dreams usually speak of your strength, just like as your inner person, or another way that we could categorize that is faith. So again, either at that point of the dream when you were having it, there was an attack on your own personal strength or your faith. Now, again, I don't know if you like believe in God or anything like that. Regardless or not, as human beings, obviously we have faith. We have faith in something. So there was something that in this car in your journey was trying to stunt your strength or your faith. It was trying to take that away from you. Do you remember when you had the dream with your arms? Kind of at that point in your life?
That's a reoccurring thing.
Okay.
I have it all the time. And I've always felt that because I suffer from chronic illness since I was born.
Okay.
And it's just been a medical journey. I mean, just this month alone, it's been every week of tests and doctor's appointments. And
yeah.
I feel like every time I'm almost getting two answers and, you know, I keep saying I want to live and I can be alive, when I'm almost at that point, something else happens and it pulls me back.
Mm.
Do you feel like, obviously there's a lot of on your body, you feel that. Do you feel like this is something that is really challenging to the faith that you have?
Not really. I've always said to people, this is my cross to carry. Everybody has a cross. God has a, you know, Jesus has his cross, and this is my cross to carry. I accept it, and I mm-hmm. take the challenge, and when he's ready, hopefully, maybe by 45, when I'm a viejita, you know, I can finally live life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's a good perspective to have. And the thing that I would continue to challenge you with, and maybe the stream is trying to challenge you with, that there's even maybe a deeper level of faith in the midst of all that. And I don't know what that looks like for you, and I don't want to project what that looks like for you. But the dream representing of those arms is your strength and your faith. And so the fact that it's been reoccurring, it says that there is something more that you're not getting when it comes to that, right? The reoccurring dreams stop when we get the message. And so that's something that I would encourage you to go on the journey with, the discovering of what does this look like actually for me to have more strength and more faith right now. And then when it comes to the other thing, it came to your hands, right? Your hands felt heavy.
Yes.
That was another characteristic of the interior car dream you had, right?
Well, it's outside. Like if I have in the dream, I have to defend myself, fight, or just go punch or smack somebody. Apparently I'm very feisty in my dreams. I can't do it at all. And I can't even speak up. My voice is completely gone.
Yeah. It's interesting because in dreams, typically, and I think this is applicable to you, hands usually represent either A, relationships, or B, healing. And you've obviously disclosed with us that there's something in your body that is not, that is needing healing. And so I don't know if there's even a relationship in your life possibly that needing healing, but hands like that in a dream usually signify that there's something trying to take from you healing. So obviously in the positive sense, what you're fighting for is healing, right? And in the dream, it's trying to come against you. And there might even be possibly a relationship that's really been strained that there's trying to bring reconciliation to. Do you feel like that resonates with you in any way?
Yeah, they both kind of resonate a lot.
Okay. And so, yeah, it's interesting in the dream that obviously your hands are heavy and you're trying to fight something. Do you ever know what you're fighting?
People. It's family, it's friends, it's strangers. I had actually... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
I don't know if it stems from me having to I fight for awareness a lot where I live. They legally told me I wasn't allowed to have a service dog. And they even tried to tell me they were going to evict me. And I later found out that they were doing this to other people. So I decided to push my social anxiety to the side. I had a lot of time on my hands being homesick.
Yeah.
Researched the laws and I fought for the entire community. It became a class action suit. So I've always had to like fight and use my voice, but in my dreams, it's like I can't.
Yeah. And usually those dreams reveal kind of what's happening behind the layer that we usually see. Right. So like, obviously it's the Lord trying to speak to your spirit and give you insight into what's happening into beyond what you can see with your eyes. And so the arms, obviously there's attack on your faith. The capacity to grow is that there's more for you to grow. There's even more for you to grow in stature, right? In the dream, so you can see what's ahead and you could really understand the health of what's happening inside of your own personal life. And then the last thing too, you said that in the dream, there's sometimes where you are trying to yell, but your mouth is stuck closed, right? And that this is symbolic of there's something that is trying to take away your voice, right? It's a very literal, you know, it doesn't take very much dream interpretation skills to like figure that out. There's something trying to take away your voice, you know, and our voice is something that is so powerful. It is one of the most powerful things about us and this human experience. And so all those things, again, are insight into the attack that has been on your life. And when you look at the attack, you got to see it also in the light sense of the upside potential and not necessarily the dark side potential. The dark side potential is there's something trying to take away your healing, relationships in your life, your voice. And then the other thing too is your strength and your faith. And there's something that's trying to diminish you so that you can't see what's ahead. So when you have a dream like that, you take all those things in the positive sense and you say, okay, so what does this growth journey look like for me? This looks like me growing in my capacity and my space. This looks like me having vision of what's ahead. This looks like me having perspective, AKA dashboard of what's really going on. And this looks like this is an invitation for me to grow in my faith right now, that there is a deeper part of my faith that I need to tap into. As well as there needs to be a healing that I actually contend for. Healing, and I'm going to just say over everything, right? Every aspect of all these things that you're doing, but even relationally. And then the last thing too is to continue say, all right, so there is something that is afraid of my voice that's trying to get me to stay silent, trying to get me to shut up. And now I do the opposite. Now I speak out because there's something that's going to happen when I use my voice. So Does any of that make sense to you? Does that resonate with you?
Yes,
how do you feel?
I feel like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, for once, ooh, I don't want to cry. If somebody gets it for once.
That's awesome. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Definitely. Wow, you lifted a major weight.
I have a question, Brandon.
Well, yeah, go for it.
So when you're talking about the dashboard is blocking your vision for what's ahead, and for her and the like battle with her faith and stuff, I was wondering, like, her not being able to see over the dashboard, could it possibly be like a lack of vision for her own life? And when she was saying earlier, I have a lot of health things going on that, you know, this is my cross to carry. And maybe one day God will, you know, bring that healing. That to me kind of ties into like the lack of vision for her life as like thriving and healthy. And that struggling with faith of having a healthy like life where you're not thriving is the word I meant to say, like where you're thriving and you have a healthy life. Like if you don't have vision for that, and that could possibly be also a part of the attack of her faith, like faith for her own thriving, beautiful life.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a multitude of things that, like, you know, again, that's why some of these dreams can be so layered.
Yeah.
So there's different things that have diminished her stature, right? Because it's important to note, like, what was the thing withholding her from being able to see over the dashboard? You know, it was her height. So, like, there's a ton of things, but I think, yeah, what you said is super good. And then, you know, the other thing too is I asked her, like, what does that dashboard mean to you? My interpretation of what a dashboard means is different. So a lot of times in our dreams, what that thing means for you is usually the interpretation, because it's God trying to speak your language.
Right.
So as an interpreter, right, I can say, oh, this is what the dashboard means to me. The dashboard is a revealing of the health of the car. For her, it was more of a reflection of vision, but I don't think it has to be either and. It could be both, right? So my perspective of it helps bring just a little bit more into the mix, you know? So,
awesome.
Andrea, are you still there?
Yeah.
Andrea, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just in awe.
Man, thank you so much thank you so much for allowing us to chat. We appreciate it so much.
Angela, I hope if there's any way I can get to meet you when I go Saturday, that would be great. I can't wait. I won't be the one driving, so I will be there.
Yes, please don't drive yourself there. I would love to meet you, but I need you to have someone else drive, please.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Keep up with us so you know when we drop this part two, which will probably be in a couple of weeks.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That was good, B.
So good, man. Man, I really love these.
It's so telling about our lives. Like, that's the crazy thing, you know? It's like, you know, one thing is sometimes the story we tell ourselves, it didn't actually happen like that. But dreams are, like, for the most part, right? Hopefully no one's like lying about their dreams, but dreams for the most part are just like, there are no other things. Like, you either remember the details or you don't.
And yeah.
There is either a purple snake or there's not a purple snake, you know?
Right, right.
It's funny because a ton of dreams that we had even submitted to me is a bunch of snake dreams still.
Yeah.
Wow. And the cool thing was the size of the snakes and the color of the snakes, right? Colors and numbers are huge in dreams because they represent so many things. So we know, like, you know, biblically speaking, you know, certain numbers represent certain things. And so, yeah, so there was even a girl, she had a dream about this purple snake. and it was trying to attack her. And purple, right? Purple can have, each of these colors can have a redemptive meaning, and they could also have a negative meaning. So depending on where that color is and what form it takes shape in, speaks to the positive or the negative of it. So a purple snake would represent, obviously we know that snakes are like lies and deception. And the purple snake, purple in the negative sense, represents false authority. So I'd be interested to see, hey, what's happening in your life? Who are some people that are speaking into your life right now? And this might be an insight dream that you might need to like not listen to them.
Right.
What church do you go to?
What church you go to? Make sure I don't go there. Okay, cool. And then she had another dream too about there was this big, and it was aggressive. It was a black snake that was underneath her bed, right? A bedroom is a place of rest. And you know, the bed itself is a place. Hold on. I wrote my things down because my thoughts, let me find these. Bedroom. Yeah. Is your place of intimacy and rest. And, your bed is kind of a symbolic thing of that as well. So the fact that it was under that is like, there was like this like aggressive darkness that was really trying to come and kind of scare her. So I'd be interested to see what other ways is that manifesting in her life. But yeah, a lot of dreams about snakes, a lot of dreams about snakes.
I had a dream two nights ago and I told myself, write it down. But it was like, it woke me up like at 3 a.m. and I was like, I'm not going to open this phone up. The blue lights are going to get in. I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. But I was like, just remember it. And I just remember right now. I had like an idea.
You just remember that you didn't remember it?
Yeah. Because I remember it was kind of an idea. And it's, I know, because I remember I was like, great, another relational idea. Another relational dream, you know? Like I was with someone and it wasn't you. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I don't know what's up with me and my dreams.
You know, what's funny is speaking of, and then also animals too, like there's a ton of different animals that mean different things. And I remember I had a dream. This was right when Maddie and I moved to LA and I was at this nice house and I knew we were in LA and we were hanging out with people. And I remember I ventured out into the backyard and there was like where the pool should have been. It was almost like a swampy pool. Like it was just like, you know, you could just, it was covered. Marky. There's bubbles and stuff. And as I was standing at the edge of the pool, there was something that I was like, this is so intriguing. Like, I can't believe these people just don't take care of their pool. And this is in this backyard at this nice house. Like, what's wrong with these people? And then all of a sudden I started to hear something and I was like, is there something in the pool? And this alligator pops out, tries to attack me. So I step back and I was like, oh, whoa, there's an alligator in their backyard. This is crazy. And so I remember going back in the house and alligators in dreams, obviously it's this like, it's danger or destruction, right? In the dream world. At least for me, in my life, that's been the big thing. So make a long story short, that dream, I didn't know what to do with it because I'm looking around in my life. I'm just making new friends here in LA. And we're still, you guys and us, we're starting to get close. And I'm like, man, what kind, like these people don't come across as like dangerous or destruction or destructive, you know? And so I'm kind of like, all right, God, we're going to see if this comes forth. But anyways, there was a person in our friend group who was married to a person. And it would start coming out a little bit later that this guy was actually not a good guy at all. Like there were some really dangerous things to him. And it's funny because there was a couple situations where I felt like, yeah, I like really trust this guy. We're going to get really close. And it was a good thing that like it didn't get to that part because he ended up kind of being the alligator. And was like, I dodged a bullet there, man. You know? So,
okay, Brandon, I have a couple of dreams here. This one, I thought it was very interesting. It's very simple, but this is in 2013, okay? Manny and I are still living in the condo in North Hollywood. We didn't move into our house in the hills until 2015. This is a 2013 dream. Manuel and I were at a beautiful home up in the hills. It was a home of someone we knew. They weren't home. We walked in and we were looking around through the windows in their kitchen. We could see in the backyard. There were deer, birds, rabbits, tons of beautiful wild animals. Then when they saw us moving around in the house, they all ran off. To me, that's my house in the hills that we lived in before we moved in. Because when you walk in my house, you can see directly through the windows from the kitchen. You can see through the windows going to the backyard where we have trees, deers, rabbits, coyotes, all kinds of wild animals in the backyard. Yeah. I don't know what anything else means, but I thought it was interesting that me and Manny were at this home that it was of someone we knew, but it wasn't our home. And I was talking to Manny about it. I was like, I wonder if that's anything having to do with, like, we were there for a short period of time. Like, we lived there, but it wasn't like our forever home. It was like transitional. I wonder if there's anything to do with it.
Let me ask you a question. What do rabbits mean to you? Like, what's your experience with rabbits?
I love rabbits. They're so cute and cuddly. And
David Hasselhoff, remember?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff is what I named the rabbit for my front yard. Yeah. Dwayne the Hop Johnson was the other one. Anthony Hopkins was also out there. Marilyn Monroe was out there too. Had some really good ones that were in my yard. But I love rabbits. Rabbits are super cutie. And I love to talk to them when I see them.
Yeah. So cool thing about this dream was that there's an actual like spiritual interpretation and there was an actual like literal manifestation of it, physical manifestation of it. Yeah. Right. So it was like, you kind of got insight into what was going to happen because it gave you the vision or the visualization of it. So then there could be the realization of it.
Mm-hmm.
Birds and dreams represent, like in this situation, very good, like an abundance of the spirits, like good spirits, you know. Deers are obviously, there's this like docileness to them. This just this soft kindness that they have. At least in my interpretation of deers, but a deer usually is very graceful and it's swift. So even I think about the timing that you guys had at that house, it was pretty swift in the bigger scheme of things, right? It was a swift timing. It was very quick. And then rabbits for you, there's this like, they're cute, they're cuddly. Like there's this like, just this so cute. It's goodness, you know? And I think about your guys' time there and even rabbits' ability to reproduce itself, right? Is like insane, right? And so you think about all the relationships that were formed there, that were produced there. And it was good ones, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I think about when it comes to rabbits, when it comes to your dream, that God was kind of giving you like, you'll see actual rabbits, but just understand too, the relationships that are going to be reproduced here in a short time that are actually going to be like lasting relationships in your life.
That's awesome.
We did have a lot of them. We did have a lot of them. So
it became a home for
a lot of people.
Oh, that's special.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Queen. And we're grateful for this. I think, you know, the at least I don't I hope that this would be popular on the hearing end, but at least in the question asked, a lot of people sent in stuff and I think it's pretty amazing. So do me a favor. We always say this, but few of you actually do this. If you are listening to this, and this is one in which you would like us to do a part three or a part four, there are more than enough dreams that have come in that we can do a part three or part four, but we need to hear from you. So if you guys would hit us up on the DM and Instagram and let us know, like, hey, we loved it, let's do more, then we'll do more. So hit us up. We would appreciate it. And if you did like it, share it with your friends. Tell them to subscribe. And we would so appreciate it. And if you are an avid listener and this has been in any way a blessing to you, or we give you guys any kind of enriched life, more so, at least a great opportunity to grow deeper in God, then think about becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/NATRT. We would appreciate it. We would love it. And like we like to say, we pray you find a seat at the table. But if you don't, you are always welcome at ours. Cheers.
Cheers.